Please be seated. 请坐。好，小朋友，请移动你的脚步到 Children's Church。
Good morning. I'm glad to see a lot of you here. I'm glad to see a lot of you here.
I'm glad to see a lot of you here.
I'm glad to see a lot of you here.平常不怎么来的弟兄姐妹，复活节加入我们，平常也加入我们。
Hope that those who only come for location will come regularly.
我们刚刚看到的 video 是、这个耶稣受难记，基督受难记里面的、最后的一个片段，就是耶稣复活的片段。
And this is the clip, you know,、talking about Jesus' resurrection.
一开始的时候，我想跟大家讲个故事。
I want to first start with a story.
我先把椅子准备在这边了，等一下万一想坐下来的时候就坐下来，免得又
我也要坐下来。
像是上次一样。
My back is not that good either. No, that's
fine. We need two chairs. 有一个小镇。
And that's a small town there.
那里的人身上都有一种病毒。
And everyone has the virus.
由父母会垂直感染给他们的孩子。
And this passed from generations to generations.
他们有这个病毒到了某个年龄的时候呢，他们的双腿就会坏死。
And it was up when they grow to a certain age, then their legs will decompose.
然后他们就是已经有习惯性对策了，就是呢到了坏死的时候就把双腿锯了换一只。
They have a standard protocol. Every time the legs getting bad, getting worse, then they amputate.
然后那里的成人全部都是义肢。
So all the adults there has prostate. prosthetics.
Prosthetic legs. Yeah. 好，只有小孩子有天生的双腿。
Only the kids have the natural legs.
因为这个病毒呢，在这个小镇世世代代，所以那里又没有外人，所以他们觉得这个就是很一个人很非常正常的情景，就是成人是 suppose 是有一只。
Because this has been going on for generations, they think this should be a normal phenomenon.
是人生的一部分，好像年纪到了拔智齿一样，年纪到了换一只。
And it's just like a natural growing pain, and then by the time time comes, you're supposed to extract your wisdom tooth.
所以因为他们有这个病毒的关系，他们就不知道还有另外一种可能。
And because of this virus, they don't know another possibility.
有一天来了一个外人。
One day there's a foreigner came.
一个成年人竟然有着天生的双腿。
As an adult, you know, he has his natural legs.
他们觉得这真是不可思议，简直是神迹。
They say it's unimaginable why he has the normal legs.
其实本来就应该是这样子的。
But originally it's supposed to be that way.
如果他们是把病毒治好了，他们也是这样子的。
If they can cure the sickness, they should be like that too.
Okay, 这只是一个虚构的情况。
And this is just an imaginary story.
这个病毒呢，就是罪。
And this virus is sin.
这个小镇就是我们的世界。
And this little town is our world.
因为有罪，所以到了时候我们都会死。
Because of sin, up to a certain point we died.
我们觉得死亡再正常不过了。
We think that death is normal.
生老病死是人生的一部分。
So you're getting old, then you age, and then you die.
到了时候人就会死。
And by a certain time, you die.
但是其实这并不自然。
This, as a matter of fact, this is something unnatural.
原本是不应该死的。
Of the world, you decide that we should not die.
是因为我们有罪恶的病毒。
Because we have this virus of sin.
神创造人的时候是没有死亡这个事情的。
When God created man, there's no death.
亚当和夏娃他们如果不是吃了分别善恶树的果子，而是吃了生命树的果子，他们就是永远活着。
Well, not because Adam and Eve ate the, from the fruit of the tree of the fruit of knowledge and evil, and instead, if they eat the tree of life, they should not die.
但是因为他们犯罪，他们吃了分别善恶树的果子，所以全人类都有这个病毒。
And because they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that's why all mankind, all men die.
但是呢，有一天来了一个外来者，他竟然死而复活。
And suddenly there's an outsider came and he resurrected from his death.
我们才知道原来我们看得见的生命形式是一种受到污染的生命形式。
And we'll see that the state we're living in right now is a corrupted state.
如果我们能够把这个病毒治好，那我们也都会复活。
If we can cure this virus, this disease, then we'll be also raised from the dead, be resurrected.
我们一开始如果大家记得你一开始信主的时候，或者一开始读圣经的时候，听到这个复活跟永生的事情，都会觉得很不可思议。
At the time you first believe in the Lord, you heard about these resurrections and eternal life, you think this is something unimaginable.
甚至有人会觉得是神话故事。
It's like a fairy tale.
很多人没办法相信圣经，就是因为有这种死人复活的这种宣称。
And because the Bible proclaimed about the resurrection.
那我们觉得这实在太荒诞不经了。
And you think that this is something a lie, you know, this is impossible.
可是从另外一个角度来看，我们不能相信复活，就好比那个小镇的人不能相信成人可以有天生的双腿一样。
But from we look at a certain angle, we just saying the way we don't believe resurrection is always like that time. The people in that time don't believe that we can have normal legs.
只是因为他们没有看过。
Because they never seen it.
过去的经验百分之百的告诉他们，成人不可能有天生的双腿。
From the past experience, all adults should have prosthetic legs.
同样的，我们的经验，过去经验百分之百告诉我们，人死是不会复活的。
And from our experience, we just think that every man will die and there's no resurrection.
可是反过来想，这样想不是很不合自然逻辑吗
？But if you think about it, isn't this is very unnatural?
一个人为什么不能有天生的双腿呢
？Why man couldn't have natural legs？
同样的，我们心深处也觉得死亡这件事情不太对劲。
And we talk about the death, you know, think about death. Is something that's something wrong with it？
我们不喜欢死亡。
We don't like death。
我们害怕面对死亡。
We're afraid of it。
我们亲人死亡的时候，我们会非常伤心。
By the time our beloved one dies, we felt sad。
我们不喜欢丧礼，也不喜欢尸体。
We don't want funerals. We don't like dead bodies.
我们不喜欢去殡仪馆，也不喜欢看到棺材。
And we don't want to go to funeral homes. We don't want to see coffins.
没有人会觉得焚化炉很美，或者是很欣赏腐烂的东西。
And you won't think that the cremation facilities is beautiful, you know.
但是等等，就是任何跟死亡有关的东西，我们都不自觉的产生厌恶。
By the time everything to do with death, we try to avoid.
甚至我现在这样讲这一大堆，我相信很多人已经感到有点不舒服。
Even when I say this right now, some of you might feel uncomfortable already.
连言语上我们都有禁忌。
And even by the time we talk about death, we feel uncomfortable.
为什么呢？
Why?
如果死亡是人生自然的一部分，我们不是应该很可以接受吗？
If life is truly a part of our life, why couldn't we accept it naturally?
但是我们不能也不愿意接受。
But we are not willing to accept this.
我们说生老病死是人生的一部分，只是无奈的接受。
We just accept this one with no other alternatives.
因为没有人想要变老生病然后死掉。
No one want to get old and get sick and then pass away.
因为我们有这样子的感觉，就是因为这原本就不是神的创造。
We have this kind of tendency because this is not the way God created us.
神的创造里面就没有死亡这件事。
When God created us, there's no death.
是人犯了罪，罪的病毒进入世界的每一个层面。
And because we sin and then this virus of death enter our life.
我们现在来看到这段经文。
And we look at this passage.
就是创世纪二章八到九节。
It's from Genesis chapter 2 verse 8 to 9.
我们一起来读。
Let's read all together.
耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
He has formed.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。好，大家注意到了，在这个伊甸园里面，一开始的时候有两种。有很多树，但其中有两棵树，就是生命树跟分别善恶的树。
There are many plants in the garden, but there are two trees in the middle of the garden. There's the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
然后呢，现在我们来看一看这个分别善恶的树是什么样的树哈。我们一起来读这段经文。
See what is this tree of the good of the knowledge of good and evil? What kind of tree is that?
耶和华神将人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”好，这个就是吃善恶树的果子的后果，就是我还underline 哈，就是必定死。
The underlying idea is that by the time you eat from this tree, you will certainly die.
那生命树又是怎么样的呢？
What about the tree of life?
来，我们起来读。耶和华神说：“那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶。现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。”好，看到没有？永远活着。
And here I talk about live forever.
好，所以吃了善恶树上的果子，就是必定死。
By the time you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
然后吃了生命树的果子，就永远活着。
And by the time you eat from the tree of life, you will live forever.
所以有些人就会问了，说：“哎，这个知道善恶有什么不对？为什么不是好事吗？知道善恶为什么就是犯罪呢？”
And what's wrong with knowing about what's good, what's evil?
这个我自己有个 theory.
I got a theory myself.
就是善恶的标准应该是神给的，不是我们自己来决定。
What's good, what's evil? The standard should be set up by God, not ourselves.
自己决定的时候就会有很多的问题。
If we decide by ourselves, there will be a lot of problems.
在1999年的时候，日本曾经发生一个很骇人听闻的强暴谋杀案，叫做光氏母女杀害事件。
And there's a kind of a horrendous murder. It happened in Japan in 1999.
We'll update. 我来跟你讲。OK， 有一个18岁的少年叫做这个福田孝行。
And there's an 18-year-old teenager.
他在路上看到一个年轻妈妈带着她的十个月大的女儿。
And he saw a mother carrying her baby.
他在路上看到她的时候，他就是一念，他就欲望发动。
And he was lustful and lusting after this woman.
他就乔装成一个水管工人潜入她家。
And he pretended dress himself as a plumber to enter her home.
然后要强奸她。
And then he raped her.
然后被害人就一直抵抗。
And she resist.
所以他就勒死她。
And so he just struggle her. He just struggle her to death. Strangle her.
然后奸尸。
And then rip the corpse.
然后再把十个月大的女婴也摔死。
And also thrown to death the ten months old baby infant.
后来呢，他就被抓起来判刑。
And so he was caught.
他在这个牢里面的时候，写信给他的朋友。
And he wrote a letter to his friend when he was in prison.
他说。不过就是一只狗，在路上看到了一只可爱的母狗，就想占有它，这有什么不对
？What's wrong with that? I just saw what I saw is just a female dog, you know. I just want to take over her, you know. And what's wrong with that?
他已经不认为他这样子有错，完全不认为。
He didn't even think about it. He has done something wrong.
他已经扭曲了。
He's totally distorted the whole picture.
这就是自己定善恶。他说这有什么不对？
And that's the way he decided, set up his own standard. He just said, there's nothing wrong with this.
所以想要自己定善恶的时候是绝对行不通的。
So by the time you want to set up your own standard, it never worked.
所以我们如果作为基督徒的时候，我们对于一件事情的对错，我们不用说我认为三个字，我们还要说圣经上说。
So for Christians, we don't say, I think this is right or wrong. We just look to the Bible as a standard.
因为我们每个人都是没办法完全客观的，我们都有自己的主观意识。人想要自己决定什么是对什么是错的时候骄傲了已经把自己当神了所以吃了善恶树上的果子就是犯罪
Oh, we are subjective not, we cannot look at things objectively so by the time we sin we are arrogant you know, by the time we set our own standard instead of listening to the Bible、
啊这个案件我不知道他判就是我知道他判死刑但是我不知道他执行了没有但是1999年发生的事情所以现在都已经很就是这个年轻人已经很大了
This happened in 1999 in November where he was being sentenced to death I don't know whether he's executed or not
那么我们刚刚提到的就是两种树哈吃了一个吃了必定死一个永远活着
I will talk about two trees one is that can live forever one is that you, after you eat it you certainly will die
然后很不幸的亚当跟夏娃就是吃了那个分别善恶树的果子
And unfortunately, Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
如果他们先吃了善恶这个生命树的果子，那今天世界可就不一样了。
If they first ate from the tree of life, the whole world right now would be totally different.
就是没有罪恶痛苦。
And there's no sin and there's no pain.
没有神的审判。
And there's no God's judgment.
人不用汗流浃背才得糊口。
Man does not have to labor hard in the toil hard, you know, in order to get something to eat.
本来在没有犯罪之前，工作应该是很令人喜悦的，是充满成就感的。
And before that, before the fall, before man sins, you know, his work is very satisfactory and got a sense of accomplishment.
但是人犯了罪，所以呢，就变成要辛苦的为了糊口而工作。
And because after sin, he have to toil and labor for his livelihood.
如果没有犯罪的话呢，女人生小孩也不会痛。
And if there's no sin, when woman gave birth, she should not pain either.
哎，真是很不幸哈，就是他们犯罪罪进入世界之后，神说呢，如果这样的情况下还永远活着，那可太悲惨了。
And God said, "Well, it was a sad story. Man live on and on forever like this in the present stage."
所以开始有了死亡。
So that's why there's death.
生命有终结的日子。
And that way, this life will end one day.
终结的日子就是脱离这个罪恶痛苦的日子。
And by the time we die, we get away, we depart, you know, from this pain of this life.
所以死亡可以说是神的一个怜悯。
And you can say that death is also a grace of God.
就给人的辛苦的日子一个 break.
And give your hard time a break.
再回到我们一开始说的，按照神的意思，应该是希望亚当跟夏娃不要吃分别善恶树的果子，而吃生命树的果子。
According to God's plan, man should not eat from the tree of knowledge and good and evil.
因为神并没有把生命树藏起来。
God did not hide away the the tree of life.
在这个创世纪二章九节，我们看到了园子当中有生命树跟分别善恶的树。
We talk about here in the middle of the garden with the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
应该两个都是显而易见的在那里。
They were very visible, you know, to Adam and Eve.
甚至可能是相隔不远。
And even they might even be close to each other.
所以我们可以猜测啊，神应该是希望他们吃生命树的果子。
I mean, think that God wants them to eat from the tree of life.
所以从这些东西，我们可以看到，死亡根本就不是神一开始的旨意。
So we see that death is not the original plan in God's design.
不是神的创造。
It's not what God created.
也不是自然的事。
And it's not something natural.
而是一种病毒的症状。
And it's some indication of the virus and the sickness disease in us.
但是呢，现在我们已经没有办法了。
Now we have no alternatives.
因为死亡力量大过世界上最聪明的头脑跟最强壮的双臂。
Because death is more powerful than anyone you can think of.
再大的成就，不管你是爱因斯坦还是这个拳王阿里，到最后都会死。
Doesn't matter who you are, how smart you are, you will die one day.
没有一个人可以战胜死亡。
No one can conquer death.
但是神，我们知道实在是太聪明，他想的方法是没有人想得到的。
But what God could think of that His plan was totally out of our reach.
因为唯一可以战胜死亡的就是神本人。
The only one that can overcome death is God Himself.
所以三位一体的神，圣子耶稣基督，道成肉身来成为人类的一份子。
So the among the Trinity, the Son of God came as with a physical body.
他首先从死里复活，让我们看见生命有另外一种存在的形式。
He's the first one who resurrected from death. That show us that there's another state, you know, that we can live.
死亡对耶稣来讲好像一条隧道。
Life, death is almost like a channel to Jesus.
Tunnel.
A tunnel, sorry, a tunnel.
从一头进去，从另外一头出来。
You get in from one end and get out from the other end.
里面有暂时的黑暗。
And there's some sense of period of darkness in the.
但是他却能够从黑暗中出来，再次进入光明，这就是复活。
But he can get out of the darkness into the bright, into the light.
接下来我们来读哥林多前书啊十五章这些经文。
And now we're going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
从二十节读到二十六节。
From 20:20 to verse 26.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里，众人都死了；照样在基督里，众人也都要复活。但个人是按着自己的次序复活。出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候，是那些属基督的。在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，浸没了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。好，谢谢 Steve， 你要不要椅子
？No，
OK， 大家身体都不太好了。OK， 所以这一段经文讲到呢，基督是睡了之人出熟的果子。
So Christ is the first fruit of the resurrection.
好，出熟的果子。
First fruit.
什么意思呢？就是苹果树上，哎，你看到第一颗苹果熟了，接下来我们知道其他的苹果也慢慢都跟着熟了。
You can see that for the first apple ripe on the tree, you see that there will be apples coming afterwards.
同样，我们看到耶稣复活了，我们就知道接下来也都会复活。
By the time we saw the resurrection of Christ, you know that we follow him.
就好像一开始是有了亚当的死。然后才接下来所有人都死，然后反过来呢，也是有了耶稣的复活，然后复活进入世界。
It's like Adam died and everyone followed him, and now Christ resurrected, everyone followed him also.
而且不但只是复活而已哦，还会跟他一同作王。
Not only will we resurrect, but we will be sitting on the judgment seat with him.
这里讲到，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
And he has talked about after he destroyed all dominion authority, and then he must.He put all his enemies under his feet.
这些仇敌是谁呢？就是执政的、掌权的、有能的。
And all those with disordered dominion, authority, and power.
到最后还有一个仇敌也会被毁灭，就是死亡。
The last enemy God is going to destroy is death.
以后死亡就不存在了。
And then death exists no more.
所以耶稣是出熟的果子，他怎么复活，我们将来也怎么复活。
So how he resurrected, and we are going to follow the same rule as the same pattern.
所以我们现在来看有关他复活的几件事情。
Let's look at how the pictures, you know, how he resurrected.
好，我们来读几段经文哈，是约翰福音二十章。
And it's from John chapter 20.
我们来读三到九节哈。
Verse 3-5.
彼得和那门徒就出来，往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，看见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是在另一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。好，谢谢。这个是目击证人约翰写的记录。
And this is the witness, eyewitness John who wrote this.
他们看见坟墓的时候，他们这个情况他们是这样形容的。
And what they saw when they reached the tomb, you know, they described like this.
细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。
Those linens wrapping Jesus' body were still there.
Can you just read the whole thing? Can you see?
Yeah.
Okay.
He saw the strip of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that has been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen.
好 ，Thank you. 好，约翰，不是斯多德牧师哈 ，John Starr 牧师，他 对这一段他的诠释是这样的。
Pastor John Stott, you know, has this explanation, elaboration on this.
他说，若我们当时在场，应该看见些什么呢？我们应该突然发觉呢，身体不见了。
What should we see by the time if we are in that in the tomb at that time? We will just see that the body suddenly disappear.
他可能是蒸发了，突变成一种新的、不同的、奇妙的身体。
He might be evaporated into a different state.
他可能穿过裹尸布，后来好像后来穿过紧闭的门一样。
Seems like pass through the linen and then like pass through the closed doors.
把那些布留在那里原封不动，只有部分凌乱。
And he just left the linens there, but yet they are not in chaotic situation.
但不会完全不乱，因为那裹尸布在100斤香料的重压下，身体一旦挪移，必会塌下来。
And not totally in right order because there's about a 100 pounds or more than 100 pounds of spice, on it. And so the body must be, when the body's gone, those of spice will just press down on the linen.
同时他的脸和颈项所在的地方必会留下一条间隙，因为是分开包的，把裹尸布与头巾中间隔开。
And because the head and the body is separately wrapped, so there must be a gap in between those two linens.
头巾本身因交错包扎结果，很可能会保持涡形的原状，像没有人戴的褶帽一般。
And because the head was being wrapped around, I think what in a
crisscross, I don't know,
crisscrossing or whatever. So it must be overlapping each other, the straps.
也就是说呢，约翰的记录是非常的写实的。
And John's recording is really very, very real.
就好像一个记者详细的记录一下当时他所看到的东西。
It sounds like reporting what he saw in the crime scene.
有人说福音书听起来很像神话故事。
I know many say that the Bible is almost like fairy tales.
福音书啊，
那the gospel is like fairy tales.
但是我觉得其实福音书的记载比较像是纪录片。
But I think that it's almost like a documentary.
路加。在那个路加福音的开头，他也说了，他这些事情都详细考察过，就是确实可靠的。
And Luke talked about that he has examined what is recorded, the details.
所以耶稣的身体不受到裹尸布的限制。
So Jesus' body was not limited by the linens that wrapped after on him.
好像后来他向门徒显现的时候，他又直接穿墙而过，出现在紧闭的房间里面。
Like when he appeared to the disciples, he just passed through the wall.
也就是说复活的身体是不受物质的限制的。
What it means is the resurrected body was limited by the physical world.
而且后来还有升天，所以就是自然定律的那些无论地心引力啊还是什么什么物理的定律都跟复活的身体没有关系的。
Also later on he was ascended to heaven. So all this kind of rule of gravity doesn't apply to the new body.
但是虽然耶稣可以穿墙而过，并不是代表他像鬼魂一样这样飘来飘去。
Even though he can pass through water, doesn't mean that he's just kind of floating around everywhere.
好，我们来看这一段记载。
And we look at this recording.
路加福音24:36-38，我们一起来读。
Luke chapter 24, verse 36-38.
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说：“愿你们平安。”他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。耶稣说：“你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？”你们看我的手我的脚就知道实在是我了，摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。说了这话就把手和脚给他们看，他们正喜得不敢信并且稀奇。耶稣就说：你们这里有什么吃的没有？他们便给他一片烧鱼，他接过来在他们面前吃了。好，所以呢，复活的身体还是有肉体的，还可以吃东西。
And it seems like they're fresh, on this resurrected body, and he could also eat.
这对于喜爱美食的弟兄姐妹来说是个好消息。
For those gourmet seekers, it is really a good news.
复活的身体，这是地方。
The resurrected body.
复活的身体不再有病痛，没有限制，还可以享受美食。
And there's no pain, there's no sickness, and also you can enjoy the food.
好，这一切美的不像是真的。
It might not be totally true here.
不是啦 it's all too beautiful to be true.
Oh, too, oh, okay, I see. Too beautiful to be true. Too beautiful, okay.
所以呢，在耶稣升天二十年之后呢，就开始有人传以讹传讹，就说没有复活这件事。
Because it's too good to be true, so after 20 years, people speculate there's no such thing as resurrection.
所以那个时候，保罗就写信给哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹，责备他们说，怎么有人说没有复活这件事呢？
So Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthians and rebuked them. Why didn't you guys believe there's resurrection?
因为 Paul 自己保罗本身自己也是看过复活的耶稣的。
Because Paul himself also saw this resurrected Christ.
好，所以他就写了下面这一段话给哥林多教会弟兄姐妹。
So he wrote this to the brothers and sisters, brothers in Corinthians.
好，我们一起来读 Corinth. 我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。OK， 未到产期而生就是早产儿，他的意思就是说他是所有的使徒里面最小的这个意思。
And he talked about he might be the least among all the apostles.
所以呢，耶稣的复活是千真万确的。
So is Jesus' resurrection is a real history.
在保罗写这个信的时候，看过的人大半都还在。
When Paul wrote this letter, those who witnessed his resurrection are still alive. Were still alive.
所以保罗的意思就是说，你们直接去问那些目击证人啊，怎么说没有复活这件事
？You can just go ask those witnesses. Why do you say there's no resurrection?
那么有关耶稣复活的事情，两千多年以来，历史历代一直有人在支持，也一直有人在嗤之以鼻，有人辩论，也有人找证据。
From all these couple thousand years, there are some people against this.Some people is for this, and they try to find the evidence for the resurrection.
那么斯多德牧师在这个《真理的寻索》这本书里面呢，就有关复活的详尽的论述。
And they have, Pastor John Stark has this kind of theories on in his book.
那么我在这边大概总结一下，我们就能够知道，我们相信的东西是有根、有基、有证据，是历史，不是迷信。
So what I want to see that what to make you.Believe that what we feel that what we believe is true. You know, it's not just a fairy tale or just speculation.
好，有关耶稣复活的四个证据。
And about the four evidence that Jesus resurrected.
第一个，尸体不见了。
The first one is the corpse is gone.
第二个就是裹尸布和坟墓的状况。
And the second thing is the situation, the conditions of the linens in the tomb.
还有耶稣的之后的显现。
Also the appearance of Jesus after he died.
对，然后After he resurrected, right? Yeah. 然后再来是门徒的改变。
And the last thing is change among the apostles.
好，所以我们一件一件事来看。第一个，尸体不见了这件事。
The first thing is the talk about is the empty tomb. The body's gone.
按照身体的记载呢，妇女要去给耶稣的身体抹香料的时候，发现坟墓是空的。
And the first group went there are a group of women, and he just found that the tomb is empty.
吓得他们半死，赶快去跟门徒说。
And they were so scared, so they went back to notify the apostles.
有关这个证据呢，有四种反对的理论。
And there are four objections to this.
就是说，如果有人说这死人是不可能复活的，如果尸体不见了，那肯定是有原因的。
And those who don't believe just say there must be reasons that the body's gone.
好，第一个这个理论呢，就是呢，妇女是找错了坟墓。
The first one is that they went to the wrong tomb.
但是呢，这不是一个很有力的证据，因为呢，后来门徒也去了嘛，总不至于门徒也找出坟墓嘛。
And say, but the women might find the wrong tomb. Then the apostles, you know, that his disciples also went. Not all of them find the wrong tomb.
而且一开始参与安葬的人也在场，他们不至于后面又找不到了。
And those buried him was also there. No, there's no way that why they went to the wrong tomb.
还有另外一个理论就是说，耶稣只是昏迷，他根本就没有死。
And the second theory is that he just passed out. You know, that he has not died.
那这个理论就有更多的问题了。第一个问题就是执行死刑会不会有漏网之鱼啊
？Because this other problem is that by the time you execute someone, is it possible that someone's still alive?
执行死刑的有没有可能让人仍然活着，然后就当做执行完了呢
？And really, just the person was still alive. They think that they finished the job killing the person already.
好，就算耶稣真的没有死
，Even though Jesus might not.Okay, he might not die. He might not have died.
如果说他在重伤被鞭打之后呢，他三十六个小时在没有照顾、没有温暖、没有食物跟水的情况下，在坟墓躺着，之后有力气起来把大石头推开。
And he's been beaten and he's been suffering so much. And after 36 hours of that, can he have the power, the strength to push away that big stone, tombstone?
就算他真的做到了，他出现在门徒面前的时候，应该是疲乏软弱，浑身是伤，饥寒交迫。
Even if you can do it, by the time he's standing in front of his disciple, he should be very tired and also all with all the wounds on his body.
他的门徒就相信他战胜死亡了吗？
Is that true then that his disciples then from then we will believe he resurrected?
还跟两个门徒一起散步到乡下去，有办法吗？
And he also has walked together with two disciples to the place where he wanted to go.
我们在礼拜五的受难节崇拜，我们有看到耶稣在就是被鞭打之后的惨状了哈。
And on the video we saw on Friday, we see that how bad Jesus suffered, how wounded, you know, after he got whipped.
所以呢，耶稣没有死这件事情应该是不可能的一件事情。
So when Jesus, by the time we say Jesus had not died, this is something impossible.
第三个理论就是呢，有盗贼来偷了耶稣的尸体。
The third one is someone stole his body.
好，那么几个问题就是他们如何瞒过在那边看守的罗马兵丁呢？
But how can he get past the guards, the Roman soldiers who's guarding the tomb?
然后为什么偷尸体还把裹尸布拆下来呢？
Why did they unwrap the linens before they stole the body?
然后他们又有什么动机去偷呢？
What's the motive to steal the body?
一般盗墓是为了陪葬的财宝。
By the time he tried to rob the tomb, you know, because there are treasures in the tomb.
但是耶稣没有这些东西。
But Jesus didn't have any treasures.
第三个理论，第四个理论就是门徒自己把尸体拿走了。
The fourth one is the disciples stole the body.
这个是很多人觉得很 make sense 啊，因为门徒自己出来说，我们的老师复活了嘛。
And this might the ones make most sense because they just stole the body and then say, "Oh, our teacher resurrected."
那这也有几个问题。第一个就是呢，他们又怎么样瞒过那些罗马兵丁呢
？The first one is how did they get past the Roman guardian, the Roman guards?
然后这些兵丁是被命令严严看守坟墓。
And these soldiers were being strictly, you know, ordered to guard the tomb.
因为耶稣在死之前就曾经预言他死之后会复活，那些当局很怕他真的复活，相信他跟随他的人就更多，所以特别派人看守坟墓。
Because Jesus prophesied he'll resurrect on the third day, that's why the officials sent especially more soldiers there to make sure that no one can steal the body.
所以门徒怎么偷得走呢
？So how can the disciples steal his body?
另外，如果真的是门徒偷的，那么为了之后他们可以出来说耶稣复活，这样他们有因此得名利吗？
And by the time they really truly steal the body, and then do they get any fame and fortunes afterwards?
没有，他们因此被迫害。
All along this time that they were being persecuted.
被抓、被关、被鞭打，然后殉道。
And they were caught and then being put in prisons and then they were being beat up.
然后这一切都是为了谎言吗？那是为什么
？But they all do this for a lie. They committed themselves.
他们没有动机这样做。
They have no motives to do that.
好，最后一个理论就是尸体是被犹太当局或罗马当局拿走的。
And the fourth one is that the Jews or the Roman officials, you know, took away the body.
但是这个理论也是很有问题的。
And there's a lot of questions on this assumption.
因为耶稣死了几周之后，门徒开始宣扬耶稣复活，威胁到了犹太教的宗教领袖。
And the disciples start to spread the Jesus resurrection, and only several weeks after he died, you know, so the officials can stop them.
然后不止威胁到犹太教的领袖，也扰乱了耶路撒冷的安宁。
Not only that they interrupt the Jewish leaders, also that they disrupt the peace, you know, in Jerusalem.
罗马人也害怕这个犹太人的宗教问题引出一些暴乱。
And the Romans also afraid that this the Jewish leaders will create some riots, you know, in the city.
这个时候，那些当局完全可以拿出耶稣的尸体，就平复这个谣言。
And they can just put out Christ Jesus' body and just say, okay, look, he's still here.
但是他们无话可说。
But they have nothing to produce.
他们就是逮捕使徒。
逮
捕 apprehend.
Oh, alright, it's 逮捕 Okay, they just apprehended the disciples.
然后威胁他们，鞭打他们，把他们关起来。
And they just framed them and beat them up and just imprisoned them.
所以他们的这个他们的反应跟他们的沉默也是成了很有力的证据。
And their quietness, their about the about his resurrection, this also be a good evidence that he did resurrect.
好，第二个就是裹尸布不凌乱这个事情，我们刚刚已经讲过了。
And talk about that the conditions of the burial cloth, you know, is not in a chaotic situation.
第三个就是耶稣之后向人显现。
And the first thing is the appearance of Jesus to many people.
这个显现一共就是在圣经里面的记载呢，一共有十次。
And this is how bald appearance appear 10 times in the Bible.
不同的人在不同的地方，不同的场合。
And different people in the different occasions.
而且有些完全不支持耶稣的人。
And something might not even support him at all.
有反对耶稣的人。
And there's someone who are objective.
那么对于这些显现呢，也是有几个反对理论的。
And there are also several theories against this.
第一个理论就是说呢，这些见证都是虚构的。
And it's all about this witness is just a phony.
如果是虚构的话呢，那就不算是很高明的故事了。
If it's fake news, no, it's not a good story.
如果一个人要虚构故事、复活的故事，应该会更加精巧才对。
And we want to create a resurrection story. You should create a better one than this.
门徒应该不会那么惧怕或者是怀疑才对。
The disciples should not have a fear.
或者是 doubt.
Or doubt on、yeah. over his resurrection.
可能还会加插一些这个戏剧性 的记载，就是说神的儿子怎样蛮有能力跟荣耀从坟墓里面以胜利的步伐走出来。
They might be making more dramatic that the Son of God will exit the tomb with power and authority and glory.
但是有关复活的记载不是这样，完全没有人目睹复活的时候发生什么事情。
No one eyewitnessed the actual resurrection.
就是之后只是看到坟墓空而已。
They only saw that the tomb is empty afterwards.
而且呢，第一个目击证人是个女人。
And the first witness is a woman.
在古代，女人的见证是没有法律效力的。
And in old days, the woman's witness bears no power.
如果要虚构的话，那应该让彼得第一个见到就更合理一点了。
And if they want to make up a story, just be a male like Peter.
第二个理论就是呢，看见耶稣复活的人都出现了幻觉。
And the second thing is that those who saw Jesus didn't have a hallucination.
好，有可能。
That might be.
但是呢，如果是这样子的情况，如果当时门徒聚集在一个他们一起吃最后晚餐的地方
，If all the disciples gathered together in that room, they have the Last Supper.
按照他们当时的座位
，And then they'll sit there, all sit there.
然后他们在激动的情绪当中回忆过去奇妙的日子。
And they might be driven thought about what they have, what kind of wonderful time they have when Jesus was.
然后想到啊，耶稣说他会再来。
And then thought about, oh, Jesus proclaimed that he will come again.
然后心中很渴望真的见到他。
And they really will desire long after seeing Jesus again.
如果是这样子的情况下，他们看到幻觉，那就很合理了。
Yeah, if they see the hallucination at this kind of mental stage, yes, it's very reasonable.
但是这些不同的显现有十次。
But there are different these occasions of his showing his resurrection has appeared 10 times in the Bible.
不同的环境
different conditions,
不同人物地方
and different people and different places,
甚至他们当时的情绪也都不一样
and they have in a different mental state during the time.
有的人是单独有是几个人同时看到
and there are maybe by themselves and some of them might see him as a group.
也有500个人同时看到
and there are 500 of them saw him at the same time.
有时候在墓园
and there maybe in the garden, in the tomb, in the garden.
在 cemetery 那里、
啊、
然后呢，或者是往以马忤斯的路上
and someone in the way to Emmaus,
然后或者在加利利的海边
or maybe by the Sea of Galilee,
在橄榄山上
or Mount Olive,
然后抹大拉的玛利亚她当时是正在哀哭
and Mary of Magdalene, she was crying,
彼得呢正在悔恨
and Peter was being regret of what he's done,
多马呢在怀疑
and Thomas was still doubting about his resurrection,
后来打鱼的门徒全神贯注在打鱼
And so the disciples went back to their old trail of fishing.
扫罗则是在正要去逼迫基督徒的路上看到复活的耶稣。
Saul met Jesus on his way to Damascus.
看见了复活的耶稣，全部是在不同的情况下。
They met Jesus in different occasions.
不可能这么巧，大家都有幻觉。
Well, it couldn't be. Every one of them has hallucination.
好，第四项耶稣复活的证据就是门徒的改变。
And we see that also the change in the disciples after he resurrected.
就是在福音书里面出现的人，到了使徒行传里面都变了。
And after Jesus' resurrection in the book of Acts, all of them have changed.
本来耶稣死了，他们灰心丧志。
Before the, when they after Jesus died, they were so desperate, they were so depressed.
但是之后，他们全部把生死置之度外，为主耶稣的名做见证。
But afterwards, they only lived for the name of Jesus.
彼得本来三次否认耶稣。
Peter denied Jesus three times.
可是耶稣死之后，他跟其他人。本来是他跟其他门徒都很害怕犹太人嘛，不是关在一个房间里面嘛。
And they were so afraid after Jesus were crucified, they all hide in the room.
但是我们再往后翻节到了使徒行传第二章的时候
，By the time we go to Acts chapter two,
我们看到彼得向至少三千人讲道
，And Peter preached to at least 3,000 people.
勇敢的见证耶稣基督复活。
He bravely stand in front of people to witness for Jesus.
后来他被迫害，他还很高兴，觉得他自己配受。配为主的名那个受迫害。
And when they look at persecuted, he was feel it is this honor to die for the name of Christ.
所以除了他们真正相信耶稣基督复活之外，没有别的原因。
Unless they truly believe Jesus resurrected, there's no other reason.
好，所以这就是我们刚刚讲的这四个证据哈。
And this is talk about is the four evidence we mentioned about.
所以呢，我要跟大家说，我们不是因为爱神，所以抵触理智的相信耶稣复活。
It's not because we love God, that's why we go against our reason, rationale, you know, to believe the resurrection.
而是真的有清楚的证据证明。
There's true concrete evidence that there's resurrection.
我们真的可以相信耶稣复活，就好像相信一个新闻事件一样。
We believe the resurrection of Jesus like we believe in the news.
只是这个新闻是2000多年前发生的。
Except this news happened 2000 years ago.
那么如果我们相信耶稣基督复活，这对我们的生命有什么意义呢？
But how do you look at the resurrection of Jesus? You know, what kind of meaning? What does it mean to us?
我们的生命是不是像门徒一样也要有改变？
Are we going to be like the disciples? We have a life-changing experience?
第一个改变，我们好像门徒一样，面对困难和逼迫可以无所畏惧。
And if our family face difficulties or persecution, we can be fearless.
我们读过这些被迫害的教会，或是在中国，或是在回教国家那些地下教会呢？那些被迫害的基督徒，那宁愿死也不会否认耶稣。
We read about all those churches, underground churches in countries like the Middle East or whatever, and they would rather like to die than to deny Jesus.
甚至有那些牧师或教会领袖被抓起来，关到监牢里，然后在牢里度过一年又一年的日子。
And not many of the ministers, pastors, they were being imprisoned, locked up, you know, for years after years.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们真的相信耶稣是真神。
Because they truly believe that Jesus is the true God.
将来我们要复活，跟他一同作王。
In the future, we are going to resurrect and be sit together with him.
现在这自战自清的苦楚，要为我们成就将来极重无比、永远的荣耀。
All we suffering this, all this are temporal, but then we later on we're going to be with him in his glory forever and ever.
所以连迫害都不怕了，我们所面对的小困难更不用怕了。
If you are not even afraid of persecution, why do we afraid of all these difficult, minor difficulties in front of us?
我们生活上面遇到的这些问题。
All the problems we met in life.
找工作。
Looking for a job.
找对象。
Looking for your future spouse.
与人的相处，工作上的困难
，and the way your interpersonal connections relationship，
还有经济的困难
，or maybe your financial difficulties，
教导小孩子的困难
，and you're educating your kids，
家人生病
，and your family members getting sick，
或者自己生病
，or you yourself getting sick，
弄不到美国身份
，and you cannot get the U.S. immigration status，
啊，这都是小困难
，just minor things，
也不是说小困难，而是说。在耶稣复活这件事情旁边比较下，那个事情是我们每次都可以得到安慰跟鼓励。
But compared to the resurrection, the big pictures of Jesus, all this have become negligible.
耶稣已经战胜死亡。
Jesus has overcome death.
所以我们现在可以用不同的眼光来看我们遇见的各种苦难。
So we can look at all the difficulties we encounter from a different angle.
第二件事情，我们会把服侍神跟顺服神当成是最重要的事。
We can look at serving God and obeying God become our first priorities.
因为永存在这世界上的只有神、神的话跟人的灵魂。
And the only thing that will live forever is God's word and our spirit.
那么其他东西都是过往云烟。
All we see is only transient.
当我们复活跟耶稣一起在永恒里的时候，我们今生所有的追求的财产跟成就都是不重要的。
By the time we are with Jesus, all we pursuing after the fame and the fortunes, all that of them is not doesn't even worth mentioning.
耶稣只会问我们是不是又忠心又良善的仆人。
What Jesus will ask then is that are you faithful and true to me?
有没有好好管理他所托付给我们的一切
？Have you managed good? Are you faithful to what he entrusts to us?
所以这是一个价值观的转换。
So it's a change of our value system.
好，总结。
A conclusion.
第一件事情，死亡不自然啊！神的旨意是我们都有永生。
Death is not natural. God's will is for us to have eternal life.
但是呢，得到永生的唯一方法就是接受耶稣基督的救赎。
And the only way to receive eternal life is to accept the salvation of.
就是要把病毒解决哈。
You take care of the virus.
第三，耶稣的复活是可靠可信的。
And Jesus' resurrection is reliable historical facts.
第四，我们将来都必与他一同复活，一同作王。
We'll be resurrected with him and live forever and be king and be rule with him.
最后一件事情。他的复活改变我们今生的价值观，不怕困难，勇往直前的服侍神。
His resurrection changes our very system. We can be fearless in our service to Him.
那么，Steve 祷告哈 ，Steve 完了祷告完了之后，我们有一个小小 video 给大家看。
And after pray, then there's a small video. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the time we can spend together. You are truly the God. You are truly the one who created us and truly the one who loves us. You go through the same thing we go through, the suffering and the death, so that you can resurrect to bring us along with you. And we thank you for this. And in this day, celebrating your resurrection, let us just be joyful because you have overcome death. In Jesus' name, amen.